Chapter 11. The Opium Den. That evening, exquisitely dressed, Dorian Gray entered Lady Narborough's dining room. No one looking at Dorian Gray could possibly have believed that he had murdered a man. It was a small party, and Dorian was glad to know that Lord Henry was going to be there too. His head ached, and at dinner he could not eat anything. He drank champagne eagerly, but his thirst seemed to increase.
"Dorian,"
said Lord Henry at last,
"what's the matter with you tonight?"
"I'm tired, Harry, that's all. I think I'll go home now."
When he returned home, Dorian opened the secret cupboard where he had hidden Basil Hallward's coat and bag. He threw them into the big fire that was burning in the library. The smell of burning clothes and burning leather was horrible. In 3/4 of an hour, the fire had destroyed everything. Dorian felt tired and sick, but suddenly his eyes became strangely bright and his lips began to tremble. He needed to escape from reality for some time. He needed to forget what he had done. He got up from the sofa and went into his bedroom. When he came out at midnight, he was wearing old common clothes and a large scarf covered his face. He went out of the house quietly. In Bond Street he found a carriage, and in a low voice gave the driver an address. The man shook his head.
"It's too far for me."
Dorian gave him a gold coin and said,
"You'll get another if you drive fast."
"All right, sir," answered the man. "You'll be there in an hour."
And he drove rapidly. A cold rain began to fall, and the street lamps looked ghastly in the mist. The moon hung low in the sky like a yellow skull. Lying in the carriage, Dorian repeated to himself the words that Lord Henry had said to him on the first day they met.
"To cure the soul by means of the senses, and the senses by means of the soul."
Yes, that was the secret. The hideous hunger for opium began to eat at him. His throat burnt. He had often tried it, and would try it again now. There were opium dens where one could forget. Dens of horror, where the memory of old sins could be destroyed by the madness of new sins. After the long ride, he got out of the carriage and knocked on the door of a small, dirty house. He entered a long, low room. There were men lying on the filthy floor, and in a corner, a sailor was sitting at a table with his head buried in his arms. At the end of the room there was a staircase leading upstairs. As Dorian climbed the steps, the heavy smell of opium came to meet him. He smiled with pleasure. When he entered, he noticed a young man with yellow hair smoking a long, thin pipe.
"Adrian Singleton, are you here?"
murmured Dorian.
"Where else could I be?"
answered the young man.
"No one speaks to me anymore. But I don't care, because as long as one has this stuff, one doesn't want friends."
Dorian shuddered and looked at the grotesque things that lay on the old mattresses. He wanted to leave. Memory was eating his soul away. From time to time he seemed to see the eyes of Basil Hallward looking at him. He wanted to escape from himself. As he was leaving, a woman shouted,
"There goes the devil's friend!"
"Curse you,"
answered Dorian.
"Don't call me that."
"Prince Charming is what you like to be called, isn't it?"
she shouted. The sailor, who had been sitting in a corner, jumped to his feet as she spoke and looked wildly around. Dorian had just gone out, and the sailor hurried after him. Dorian Gray walked quickly along the road, but as he reached the corner, a brutal hand closed around his throat. Dorian fought wildly for his life. Then he saw a pistol pointing at his head.
"What do you want?"
he gasped.
"Keep quiet, or I'll shoot you."
"You're mad! What have I done to you?"
"You destroyed the life of Sybil Vane.
answered the sailor.
And Sybil Vane was my sister. She killed herself because of you. For years I've looked for you, but I only knew the name she used to call you. Prince Charming. I heard your name by chance tonight. Pray to God, because tonight you're going to die.
Dorian Gray was sick with terror.
I never knew her. You're mad,
he stammered. Suddenly, a wild hope crossed his mind.
Stop,
he cried.
How long ago did your sister die?
18 years ago,
James Vane replied.
18 years?
Laughed Dorian Gray.
Take me to the light and look at my face.
James Vane hesitated, and then pushed him towards the light. And he saw the face of a boy of 20 with all the purity of youth. It was obvious that he was not the man who had destroyed her life.
My God,
cried James Vane.
I nearly murdered you. Forgive me, sir.
Go home and put that pistol away before you get into trouble,
said Dorian, turning around and walking away. James Vane stood on the road in horror. Then a woman's hand touched his arm.
Why didn't you kill him? He's evil,
she said.
He isn't the man I'm looking for. The man whose life I want must be nearly 40 now. This one is little more than a boy.
The woman gave a bitter laugh.
Little more than a boy. It's 18 years since Prince Charming made me what I am.
You're lying,
cried James Vane.
By God, I'm telling the truth. I met him 18 years ago. He hasn't changed since then.
With a cry, James Vane ran to the corner of the road, but Dorian had disappeared, and the woman had vanished as well.